I think that happens a lot. I think you can disguise hoarding as investing, and the hoarding mentality is very different than the careful planning mentality. Proverbs advocates a careful planning mentality. It says that, you know, basically the sluggard or the lazy man takes no concern for the future, but the righteous man looks ahead, foresees what is coming. You see that in Joseph, certainly. Now, in that case, it was actually revealed to him what was going to happen with the famine and the 7 years and, you know, the storing up for that. But I think for the individual Christian life, we should say that it is reasonable to have a savings account. It is reasonable to have something there for you to draw from when the surprise comes along, something to avoid you from going into debt. You know, the statistics about how close to bankruptcy the average American lives, and certainly how close to even greater indebtedness, and debts just become routine, you know, for us. But for the hoarder, he's just thinking that there's never enough. I mean, I talked to a woman who lives in Florida, and her husband was quite wealthy, and she was telling me a personal story about the women at this wonderful, beautiful, even luxurious retirement center, and their husbands were wealthy, they have a great amount of wealth, and she says, you can't believe this, but we will sit down, and our conversations are always about what she calls the bag lady syndrome, which is, well, if we gave away some of these, in some cases, millions and millions of dollars that is sitting there in assets and bank accounts, then we could end up out on the streets. And she said it's really they're not kidding. They're really actually thinking they're in danger of being out there. Well, that's a hoarding mentality that appeals to one's insecurity. For the Christian, it needs to be what we see in Matthew 6, which is trusting God when Jesus says, be anxious for nothing. I mean, do not worry, because God is going to take care of you. And you put the kingdom of God first and his righteousness, and these things will be added to you. What? Luxury? No, but God's faithful provision.